If you are here, it means it's time for you to design your book and get it ready for publication. Kudos to you. This means that you have faced the obstacles and you have pressed through. I am so very proud of you. I know how much work has gone into your process so far. So now we're going to be using Microsoft Word, which is available for PCs and Apple products. And if you're a techie, you'll breeze through this video and get it done. If you are not a techie, like me, then you may have to stop at spots and watch the video a couple of times. But don't worry, if I can do it, you can do it. One thing that I have learned is that if you do anything one step at a time, you can do it. Don't rush through it. Accomplish one step and then you will be ready to go to the next. In this video, we're going to design the interior of your book and get it ready to print. We will set your book and page size, set up the styles of your paragraphs, your chapter titles, and other headings, set the page margins and block the print so that it's even on each side, add a header, a footer, and number to your pages, set up your table of contents, add the front pages to your book, and add your bio on the end. We'll also tweak the settings and page numbers for a beautiful, professional quality book. Now you will want to have your document already written in Word, and the less formatting the better at this point. Just have your document written in Word and you will be ready to go. First, we'll set book and page sizes. So to get started, you will open up Microsoft Word to a blank new document and establish your book size, the page size. Click on Layout and then Size. And there are many document sizes available, but most won't suit your project. This enlarges that box so that you can see better. At the bottom, you will see more page sizes. Click on that, and you will see an opportunity to designate a custom size. Change 8.5 to 6, change 11 to 9, and you will want your entire document to be in book size. 6x9 books are a good professional size. Now leave this open and go to your original document. Put your cursor before the first word and click Control A. That will highlight your entire document. Then click Control C. That copies the document to your computer. And then you will go back to the blank page, which is now 6x9. Put your cursor at the top of the page and click on Control V. That will paste your book into the new document. Now let me just add a note here. The commands I use in this document are for a PC. If you're using a Mac, you will click Command instead of Control. And after Command, you will still use A, C, and V in the same way. That goes throughout this entire teaching. You will be very pleased to see your document already looking a lot like a book. Woohoo, we're on the way. Now, we're going to set up styles for your book. In other projects, you may use very unusual fonts for effect, but you will find that keeping your fonts fairly simple will print better. There are basically two kinds of common fonts, serif and sans serif. The serif fonts have extra little marks and curls on them like Times New Roman and Georgia. The sans serif fonts are simpler in design. The most used sans serif is Arial. Often Helvetica is used also. When you look at these two categories beside each other, you'll notice the difference. The reason these two are recommended above all others is that these fonts can be used on any operating system. Some can be used on Windows and Apple systems, but not on some of the less popular operating systems like Unix X. When I published my first book, I used a traditional printer. I thought I would be very original with my fonts, and I had a call from the printer. They couldn't print my fonts, so I had to choose some more common ones. So the first thing you want to decide is what fonts you want and what size and what color. You will decide a paragraph font, a Heading 1 font, and a Heading 2 font. For this demonstration, I am using Georgia. So click Home at the top left of your screen and you will see a style section pop up on the right side. Right-click on the heading 1, and a menu will drop down. Left-click Modify, and this is where you can design your chapter titles. A panel will pop up for you to choose your design, and you can change the font size and color and many other things. Usually, I leave everything else the same unless I want my headings to be centered. So be sure to click OK at the bottom afterwards to save your choices. Now continue to heading 2. Make your choices and set those up the same way. Just a suggestion here. You don't want your book to wander all over the place. Usually you want to set up the same font, but smaller, maybe a color with the chapter titles being black, or vice versa. You will be able to experiment with this to decide what you like. Now, to apply these new settings, go to your document and highlight the headings you want in each style and click on the heading key you have just designed. The headings will automatically change. Now, if you notice, there's an arrow at the extreme right of your Styles panel. Click on that, and more options for creating styles will drop down. One that you might want to use is the quote format. I like the intense quote option because it includes a line above and below and adds some character. Here's a quote in my document before and after the application. Once again, you can right-click on that option and set up your own fonts and design for your quotes. Now you can go through your document and do all of this by hand by highlighting the headings and changing each one. However, if you use styles, you get an added benefit. When it's time to set up your table of contents, the titles and pages will automatically populate your document table of contents. And we'll do that in just a minute. Right now, just look at the progress of your book. It's looking more and more like the book you want. Now let's set your margins. If you want to change them, you can do that by clicking on the margin setting. Go to Layout and Margins at the extreme left. And when you click here, go down to Mirror Option. Now, still on Layout, go to the tiny icon in the right-hand corner. A page setup panel will pop up, and from there you can select margins. Then you can set up your margin preferences. There's something called the gutter there, and I would like to leave that blank for now. When you start to print your book, you will have direction about the size of your gutter. That was confusing to me when I first started publishing. I didn't know what the gutter was. But when you open your book, the gutter is the part of the page that is actually in the binding or close to it. You will need more space there, or your printing will be too close to the binding for your book to be readable. The size of the gutter will depend on the number of your pages, so you'll get direction from the printer just before your publication. Take some books you are observing and notice the amount of margins. Automatically, the page setup will have a selection. You can adjust yours to the size you like. The main thing is to put the same margin all around and choose your gutter later. Next, you will want to have your paragraphs justified. That means that the paragraphs are even on each side. So highlight your document by holding down Control and hitting A, then making sure you're on the home page, and click the justified option. Your book will snap into a beautiful looking document. Hey, just look at your book. It's taking on character and really looking like a book, isn't it? Okay, let's go on. Now let's add a header, a footer, and number the pages. Click the Insert tab, and at the top of your Word screen, open Header. When you click Header, a panel will pop up for you to choose a header style. Choose one, and it will be added to the top of your document on all pages. Add what you want. The book title usually goes here. Add it and close the header. Now, when you add a header, a tab will pop up at the top which says Header and Footer. Click that, and you'll have the option to go ahead and choose your footer at extreme left. You will want to choose a footer which complements the header. And when you have the Header and Footer tab open, you can choose to have different words on the odd and even pages. Also, you can click the page numbering options. I usually choose to have the pages numbered in the center of the bottom page. Be sure to close the header and footer tab before we go on to the next one. Phew, this has been tedious, hasn't it? But you can do it. Remember it. I did it, and you can do it. Pause and take a deep breath now, and let's go on. So, let's go to Table of Contents. In the search bar at the top, write Table of Contents, and you'll be able to choose your contents choices. You can have contents or table of contents. Click on the option you choose and your table of contents will pop up with the page numbers. When you make changes and the page numbers change, then you can update the table and it will automatically update. You will almost always want to improve the appearance of your table of contents. So highlight the table of contents, remember? Control A. The editing box should appear to the right. If that goes away too fast, then click on Home on your taskbar and you will be able to edit from there. In this case, I changed the font to Georgia 12. That automatically caused more space to go between the chapter titles. You can also add space by hitting Enter. Play around with it until you have your table of contents looking like you want it. Okay, let's go on. Now, sometimes there will be spaces on your page and you won't be able to adjust them correctly. In those cases, go to Home and look for this funny little backwards P. Click on it and you will be able to see the spaces which have been generated in your document. The codes will be revealed. Then you can remove them and add others. Adjust the spaces until you have the look you want. Click on the P again, the backwards P, and the codes will disappear. Next, let's add the front pages. Add your front matter at the beginning of your book, and you will want to add all of that right here. Remember, in the last webinar, we discussed the front matter, the title page, the copyright page, the dedication, the acknowledgments, the foreword, and the table of contents. If you have already written out what you want to say, you can copy and paste to pages in the front of your book, but that calls for some blank pages here. You add pages by putting your cursor at the top of a page, in front of the first word. Next, click Insert, then Pages at far left, then Blank Page. Another page will pop up. You will need to add several of these for your front pages, so just repeat this. Now, in adjusting your page numbers, this is important, and you can make your book look great or not so great. Remember that I have mentioned before that you want all your chapter beginnings and many other pages to be odd numbers. When you are looking through your book after it's published, the odd numbers will be on the right. That's the professional way. However, on your computer, the odd numbers will be on your left, backwards from your printed book. That's why it's important to watch for odd and even numbered pages, rather than just looking at the placement on your screen. Since the pages alternate odd and even numbers, if you have two pages side by side with both needing to be odd numbers, as you see in this slide, add a blank page and you will make both of them odd. Otherwise, you will wind up with one of them having an even number. You might think of it like this. Every odd-numbered page is the front of a page. Every even-numbered page is the back of a page. So it goes like this. The title page is an odd number. Copyright goes on the back of the title page, so it's even and right next to the title page. Dedication page is odd. Acknowledgement page is odd. Forward page is odd. Table of contents is odd. Chapter beginning is odd. It's really important to get this right for a professional look. So take a look at one of the books that you have beside you and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Anytime there's something that's not clear, if you will go and look at one of the books that you have on hand, you will realize what I'm saying. So you can adjust the screen page size in the bottom of right-hand corner of your screen and take a look at all of your pages together. Now that can help you see how it is stacking up. When you are stacking your pages, you'll need to insert blank pages to make the correct numbers line up. Now you can see where blank pages have been added on this screen. I suggest that you look at some books you have once again, and you will see where the blank pages are. They are the backs of the pages. So if one of the items we mentioned has more than one page, then don't add a blank page after that. For instance, if your forward has more than one page, which it usually does, then you might not need a blank page. If you remember that everything except copyright begins on odd, you'll get it right. That's what you have to remember. Finally, you add your bio. This last page is odd, and it's your bio. It would be great to have a headshot and a little about you. Why are you writing this? What have you done? What are your goals? Make it short, but let people know what you do and why you're doing this. So, that's it for your book interior design. If anything was confusing, go back and listen to that part again, or read your PDF transcript, which comes with this video. Also, I might mention that Word has great help. Just plug in your questions into the search bar and you'll get lots of info. Now, also, one more time, if you will take a book whose design you like and look through it, you will realize what I'm talking about in many of these things. You are amazing. You have written your book, designed it, and read it for print. This is a huge feat, and I am here to celebrate you. Many others will be celebrating you as well. See you in the next video.